Sim. So today we're going to continue in Yonei Mikvos, and the topic that we're going to do today is specifically Zechila. We mentioned last week that one of the basic psulim for a mikvah is that it leaks, Zechila. So if the mikvah is leaking, so that's a psul. We mentioned that psul only applies to mikvahs. It doesn't apply to a mayan. Mayan, and that was one of the basic differences between a mikvah and a mayan. So that a mikvah can't be zochel. Okay. So there's a famous Rashba in the Torah Habayis here on page 3 and 4. It starts the Shara Sheni. The key line here is on page 4. We'll take a look on the second line. The nearly Shlo Omru El Benekev Hamikva Rachav Shamayim Hayotzi Mimenu Nires Tchilosim. The Kedin Shayotzim Kol Kach Ad Shetir Zchilosim Doni Oso Kizochel Mamish. המקווה מים שנוקב מעט עד שלא יוכל מים ונוטב מעט מעט והולך וחוסר איזה נקרא זוכל. So he says, in other words, what is the shear of zechila? How much is called being zochel? So he says that if it's only dripping a little bit, ma'at ma'at, that's not called zochel. Sure, hakarka chalchuli mechalchala, page 5. Umitaftefes, v'nevloim amayim ma'at ma'abim komam. It's because any situation is going to be, you have a mikvah, so you're going to have seepage. Until you dig the bore, And as we said, the simple old school mikvah is you just a hole in the ground, and then it rains, and this seepage in the mikvah. So obviously something's is going to be some seepage. So you could say any mikvah is possible, right? So it must be that a little seepage we're not concerned with. What's called in the poskim a zechila hanikaris is a problem, and zechila she'ein hanikaris is not a problem. Rav Chaim Kalman Klein from upstate told me, pointed out to me in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, he explains this. You know, we know we're learning Pirkei Avos this time of the year. Hashem Yochanan is mentioning the milas of his Talmidim, Shemar Horkunis is what? It's a Bor Sid, She'en Ma'abet Tipa. Right? That was one of the compliments of the Talmidim, one of the Talmidim. So that means that a Bor Sid means that it's a Bor, but it's lined with Sid, you know, with lime, so it won't be seepage. So just like this bore that's lined with Sid, it's Ein Ma'abet Tipa. There, not even a Tipa is going to get lost. So his Talmud, he's saying, you know, has this memory that he won't lose even a Tipa. So what the Chasam Sofer says, the Torah says, the pasuk we learned last week in Parsha Shmini, says, Ach bor u'mikveh mayim yetor, ach mayim bor mikveh mator. It doesn't say bor Sid. It says bor. It doesn't have to be a bor Sid. So by the fact that it doesn't have to be a Bor Sid, that is a raya that a schila that is ain't any keres is not a problem. Because any Bor that's not going to be a Bor Sid, by definition, there is going to be some seepage, but it's not nikeris. As we'll discuss further, what's the shear for that? So that's what he says over here. That karkis chul mechalcha umetap tefes min avloim amay mad madum komam afiu hachi kosher. So that's the Rashba's shot, and that and with the Chasam Sofer's interpretation. And this is usually the Mekubal halacha is like the Rashba. Even though we'll see there are those that argue with the Rashba, but even within the Rashba, we have to define where do you draw the line between the Zechila and Ikeris and Zechila Shein and Ikeris. So this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, this Rashba that we just saw on page 7, Resh Aleph, Sif Nun Aleph. He says, Nikev HaMikva Umeimav Notfei Ma'at Ma'at. There's a hole in the and it's going out, dripping a little by a little, on the vloin bakaka mat mat kosher, the fish ain't chilos in the keres. Because, and that's the, even though, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch, you know, defines the Rashba. So the Vilna Gaon has a ha'ara on the Shulchan Aruch. So in Tzadi Vav, in the Bir Hagro on page 7, Tzadi Vav, he says, Divrei HaMechaber Temuim. He says, he doesn't think the Mechaber is glat. Why? The Harash because of Lashitoso, the Svirle, Kiperish Harash, of Vimash Kavis Divikodim, the Ein Nifsal, El Kim Lashar Mamsa, Asav Tchilakach, etc. Okay, now what is this comment? You know, the Vilna Gaon is always very bekitzer. To try to understand exactly, you know, what he means. So let's take a look to try to understand what he means. So he says the general approach that he's going to give is that this Rashba is only based on another Shitas HaRashba, and it's L'Shitaso. But if you don't really hold from that other Shitas HaRashba, then maybe this Rashba shouldn't be L'Halacha either. And what does that mean? So there is a Mechaber here in Sif Nun, on the Sif before. So the Mechaber says, Mikva shall make Gishomim Shenifertz Echad Miksolov. The man yotim derech hasedek. In other words, so the water is going through the crack. Im sharuvo memso achat sheyotzuk sosum she'ar hasedek kosher. V'imla posel mishum dehavalei zochum vein mikva v'tar v'zochum. So he says, I mean, again, there's a lot to say on this, but the poskim discuss what's called zechila l'mala mimem and versus zechila l'mata mimem. In other words, where's the crack? If the crack is below the Memsah line, that's going to be more problematic, because then eventually the whole mikveh will empty out, because it's below the line. If it's above the Memsah line, that means you have Memsah that's totally stagnant, and you have a crack above that, that's called Zechila Lamala Mimem. So in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, he discusses about the story of the crack. So the Shulchan Aruch in Nun says, if there's going to be Memsah, you always have Memsah, then it's going to be kosher, even if it's Zochel. Because Lamaitzah, there'll always be Memsah. But if it's Lamata Mimem, then you won't, then it's going to be possible. Then he says, V'yesh machmirin, and the Ramah says that yesh machmirin, afil msharu memsah. So the Ramah says that we should be machmir even if there's memsah. even if there's going to, Memsah is always going to be there, and the tzaddik say is above the Memsah, you still should not use it. You shouldn't use such a mikvah. So this is the machlokas, based on different Rishonim, whether Zechila L'mala Mimem is a problem or not. Well, so basically, what? The Mechaber holds that Zechila L'mala Mimem is not a problem. So the Vilna Gaon wants to say like this, that the Rashba, who said that Zechila She'eini Nikeres is Mutter, is Lashitoso, the Sfir Lei Kipeish Rash. In other words, that's the different Shitas in the Rishonim about whether Zechila L'mala. And so that's the, when the Ramah here in Kuf Chof, Ramah says, Vibalistom Hasadik de Shishabu Mem Sol Oistom Oso Biyadu. So he says that the Mechaber is only, the Rashba only said his Shita, that it has to be Shechila Hanikeres, because he holds that if you have a zechila lamala mimem, it could passel. So therefore, he's telling you that. So he's telling you that if it's a zechila she'en any keres, it won't passel. But the mechaber, he paskened before that zechila lamala mimem is not a problem. Zechila lamala mimem is not a problem. So if zechila lamala mimem is not a problem, so then he thinks, says the Gaon, so then what, so where is there zechila that's a problem? Only if it's lamata, right? So if it's lamata, then Zechila is a problem. So then even the Rashba would agree that what? That any Zechila is posel. You understand? Because the question is Zechila only a Lamata or even Lamala? So he wants to say that the Gra, that the Rashba Shita happens to be that it's a problem, even lamala. So that's why he said that it has to be a zechila hanikeres. So therefore, even if it's lamala, I think that's the way the Chazanish interprets it. Even if it's lamala, it'll affect lamata also. But if it's ain't a nikeres and it's lamala, well, so that's not going to really affect lamata. You understand? So he only said it because he held that there's a potential problem of zechila even lamala, but the mechaber doesn't hold there's a problem of lamala. So the mechaber holds that the only place that the zechila is posel is where is lamata. So then even a zechila she'eini keres is problematic lamata, because if you want to, I think the way the Chazanish explains it, if you want to, if your crack is above, and you want to say it's going to affect below, then it has to be a more of a significant crack. But if the crack only is a din, so the Rashba holds the zechila mala mimem is a problem, so then he's the one who says that's only if it's going to be zechila hanikeres. But if you hold that, but the Mechaber doesn't hold like that. So the Mechaber holds the Zechila is only posel lamata. So then you don't need to have a Zechila hanikeres, because even a little Zechila would be a problem. And therefore the Gros says that since the Rashba only says it l'shitaso, then the Mechaber has no right to quote this cool of the Rashba, because it only comes together with his Chumrah of Lamala Michal. That's how some, I think the Chazanish says that Pshat and the Gra, there are different ways, a lot of different Pshatim in the Gra of how to explain his Hasaga. But bottom line is, he's saying that the Mechaber really has no right to Paskin from the Shita, and therefore, and some say he's saying it lahalacha, like Rav Nachum Rosenberg told me, he's saying that he thinks the Gra is saying it lahalacha, that therefore, and that would be a very big Chumrah, that we should have to be machmer on even Zechil Sheina Nikeris. It could be that, you know, I told you yesterday that Reb Chaim, when he was writing how to build the mikveh, he says, mikveh should always be on stilts. Because if it's on stilts, so then you'll be able to see if there's a leak. If it's not, if, you know, that was the old west side mikveh, it was above ground. But if it's not above ground, then it's going to be much harder to tell that there's a schil going on, because it's in a cavity. So how are you going to really see? It's really hard, very hard to say. Yeah.
But the Rashba would have proposed that the Mata, if the crack is below 40, even if it's in a meter.
In other words, the Rashba only makes this comment because he's holding that there would be a problem even lamala. But if your zone of zechila is only lamata, that's your zone of where zechila is a problem, then he would never say such a thing. Yeah, basically. Right. In other words, if you because the chumra, the cool of Zechila Sheina Nikeris is only because of that we're being machmir to say that the top could affect the bottom, so that will only affect it if it's more significant of a. That's one mahala. I think the Chazanish mahala to explain the gra. Okay, so that's a question. Do we really? Rav Moshe Feinstein, supposedly has made the comment that he felt that we can be makel, that not to follow the Gra. In fact, there's a story here on page 26. This is the Mesoros Moshe Chelek Sheni, is from Rabbi Mordechai Tendler's diary of stories that happened with Rav Moshe. He said Rabbi First from Chicago, he called in, and the shaila was whether a person can be tovel on a mikveh that has a zechila sheina nikeris, a shas hadchak, because the closest mikveh was and it was on Erev Shabbos, so you're not going to take it was Friday night, and so you have a mikveh that's close by, but that was a Zechila Sheina Nikeris. And the other one that supposedly was perfect was a little, was further away, and you'd have to walk. So he said, if it's really a Zechila Sheina Nikeris, so then so you could use that mikveh. It shouldn't be docha the tefila until after Shabbos to get this extra heder in. This Mustama, you know, the Ikra Din is what it says in the Mechaber, and maybe the Shtickle Torah of the Gra is not, necessarily accepted, Because the Poskim generally seem to want to say that it's Mutter, as Kilosh, Shein and Ikeres, that's what it says in the Mechaber. And even some want to say the Gra only meant it, but Lemaisa. Maybe he did meet it lahalach, but whatever the case. So there is a discussion in the poskim about what is the shear. What is the shear of Zechila Sheina Nikeris? How do you define it? So there are a couple of tshuvas achronim. It's good to see. I always say, you go to this yeshiva, you get smicha, you should at least see one or two tshuvas from Rav Yitzchak Ochanan inside. The idea is that, you have to realize that Rav Yitzchak Ochanan's, his audience, who was he speaking to? He wasn't speaking to little children. He wasn't speaking to yeshiva boys. He was speaking to Gedolei HaRabbanim. Big Rabbanim were calling him. So he was the Gadol Hador. So that was his audience. You understand? So therefore, the level of a conversation wasn't just a hakira and this. And, those other of Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas, their audience was, yeshiva boys. So therefore, it's important to learn the lumdus and things like that. But that's why their svarim are learned in the yeshivas, because they're the same audience to who they wrote it. Rav Yitzchak Ochanan, in the yeshiva world, you go through the whole yeshiva system, which I'm sure you have, and probably never opened up any sefer written by Rav Yitzchak Ochanan, because he's writing to people who are twice your age, who are established gedolei rabbanim, and then he's the gadol of them. You have to realize, the Chofetz Chaim went to Rav Yitzchak Ochanan to get a haskama on the Mishneh Berurah. But it's unfortunate we don't get, to see it as much. So we'll take a look at this tshuva. He has here the Shaldil der Hamikvah, page 13. She nimtza mayim mimachutz lamikvah al ha'aretz. She yotzu min hamikvah. In other words, they could see that maybe it was on still, whatever. They could see there was wetness outside the mikvah. So probably with some type of zchila. So he says, so he has a discussion here, and he wants to know, is this a problem? So I'm not going to read the whole thing, but on page 14 he says, "V'hinei osbeis pshat loshen harashpa v'shulchanoch mashu de'ikir toloyim ein nira hazchila l'mala b'tocha mikvah shim zachelus d'ksheira." He says he thinks ikir hadin, what is considered zachila nikeris versus not nikeris, you look on top of the mikvah, on top of the water, and you see it moving. If you don't see it moving, that's okay. If you see it moving, that's a problem. As opposed to what? Looking on the outside of the mikvah. On the outside of the mikvah, it's going to be much more noticeable. Even something much less significant is going to, even if it could go, it's coming out, but it's going to be hard. It's harder to detect it if you're just looking in on the top of the surface. It's going to be much harder to detect. Instead, if you're looking on the outside of the mikvah, say it was a raised mikvah, you're looking on the outside of the mikvah, and you can see water is coming out. You can much easier to detect. So he's saying a very big kula. That schila is nikba, whether it's nikar on the surface of the water as opposed to the outside. Whereas Rav Meir Arik, on page 15, that's where it starts. On page 16, you take a look. He writes, "Had the neck of kadal have his chila. He cares how he shagami sharo his chila zu. Ainu he cares the chila talking. The ainu zochel rat mitachtes. Imkain ha'ikat tali bekamos bekamos im zochel mamish oderach tikto." Right. So he's saying, he says, you look outside, but what do you check? Is it dripping? Drip, 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 or is there a stream? So if it's drip, 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 that's ain't any cares. If it's a stream, that it's there's a flow, not necessarily a big flow, but that's that would be considered a zechila any cares. And not like Rav Yitzchak Ochanan. He's looking from the what are you saying? It is consistent. Yeah, that's what he's saying. That right. If you want to see that Chazon Ish that I quoted before, it's here on page 19. This idea that the Nekev above is affecting the water below. There's more complications, but we'll leave it at that for now. Then there's a discussion about the following in Zechila about water. What about, in other words, the Pashup Shad, Zechila means water is flowing out of the mikvah, dripping out of the mikvah. But what if water is coming into the mikvah? Say you left the faucet on, and water is going into the mikvah, but it's not flowing out. Is that zechila? So the pashut is that's not zechila. Zechila means to flow out, not to flow in. There's one place in the Divrei Chayim where he has a mashmos that may be flowing in also is, but some read it in a different way as well. So the pashut pshat is it's flowing, it's flowing in, not flowing out. Now there is a discussion. This happened recently. Someone called me up. They had a new mikvah lady. So whenever you have a new mikvah lady, you have to worry that she's not acclimated to the situation and she's going to make a mistake. So what's the mistake she's going to make? So if you have a filter in the mikvah, you have a filter in the mikvah, and so to clean the mikveh, the water gets filtered and goes in and out. So we generally know, Hank, that the filter is off during the time that the women go to the mikveh. That's not operating. So the question is, what about if there was a mistake? And so this Rav called me up and said, a new mikvah lady, and she made a mistake, and she left it on during the time that people were being told on. So some of the people they were able to call back, but there was one person they couldn't get a hold of. So I told this Rav that there could be as far as Lakula. What's the Kula based on? So Rav Moshe here has a tshuva. Remember there was a discussion when they built the swimming pool here. And they built the swimming pool, they wanted to know whether you could use it for a men's mikvah. We assume that the water is my... I told you, the generally so that people assume is that all tap water is Mayim Shuvim. Not everyone agrees to that, but that's like the assumption. And that's like Chulpo Yavar. I told you there were those that disagreed with that assumption. But that's, today that's not cool. Now when a man goes to a mikveh, the men's mikveh, so he can go in Mayim Shuvim. An Erev Yom Kippur, so that's all he needs. He needs, so he can go in the swimming pool. But the question is Chila a problem for a men's mikvah or not? So that's a whole discussion. My chavrusa then, Yossi Prager, he wrote, we were learning together mikvos many years ago, so he wrote the article in the Beis Yitzchak about, you know, I think it was maybe around the time they were building the gym. It was a long time ago. Before that, they used to have graduation here on the street. That was good. You don't have to go to this place, that place. Graduation was right here. They had a platform where the gym is. Well, it didn't exist. They built the platform and then the seats in the street till like first hall, going from there out till first hall. That's very good. So I'm sure it saved YU a lot of money. They have to rent out Madison Square Garden or whatever they do, you know. Okay. So the old days. So Rav Moshe has a discussion here about whether different aspects of the discussion of filter. Well, one of the aspects is if the filter is going in and out, is that considered schila? So there's a Chuvas Harivosh, I think it's Reish Tzadi Beis, where the Rivosh has this yesod that if you have a mikveh in the ground, but then, see, if you dig a hole in the ground, then the rest of the ground is flat, and you have the hole in the ground. So if you'll go in the mikveh and you'll displace the water, so then it's going to go out and not come back. But if the water is on an incline, so then as soon as the water will come out of the mikveh up to the incline. As soon as the person will come out, he'll go right back in, because it's an incline. The water that the body is displacing goes up, and then you come out, it goes down. So the Rivash says in the truth, seems to say in the Tshuva, that that's not called Zechila, because it goes back in. So whatever goes out comes back in. So if the water will be displaced, goes out, wouldn't come back in, that's a Zechila. So that's what the Rivash says. So Moshe, he says, yeah, he writes this on page 24. Umitzad Zechila, left side. Yosef notesh ein kam psul kevin de boim la filter v'chozul mekoman. It's chozul mekoman. He these of Ramos if nun mehari vosh. So he thinks that maybe that rivosh could be applicable here as well. Now it's not at some point that it's not the exact case, because the rivosh's case it goes naturally back. You displace it, but then, and so the water goes up, and then when you come out, it goes naturally back, because it's on an incline, the outside. But here, it's not natural. The koyach of the machine, of the filter, is pushing it back in, so it's not the exact case. But, it's a svara that he has here, l'hakala, on that idea. Rav Abadi in the Sefer Or Yitzchak deals with a case that there's water. Shechilu salkmen hamayim adei masheva shehu kli. The water's coming out of the mikveh. So is that? So his yisod, Rav Abadi's yisod. I don't know if he's talking about a filter or just water. I'll tell you about it in a second. But he's talking about water that's coming out of the mikveh with some mechanism. So his word is, he thinks chiddush that maybe zchila is only if zechila machmas atzmo, in other words, there's a crack in the wall and it's coming out. But if something is being suctioned out, then he thinks that maybe that's not called zechila. He said they were megal. Rav Moshe was masking. There was a famous case. Let me tell you. There was a famous case that happened in Yerushalayim. This is a famous case. That women were going to the mikveh Friday night, and what happened was, so a whole bunch of women went, you know, and then they discovered that the mikveh was on, meaning that the suction machine was on, and the water was getting sucked out. So obviously they didn't realize it right away. So it was a mamash shaila of zechila. So if you say like this svara, which was one of the svaras that was entertained, at that time, that maybe schila is only if it's schila with nasma, something sucking it out. Not. In the end, see what they thought, well, that the button was pressed. They think there was a theory that maybe a cat stepped, you know, bumped into the button and pressed the button, and that's what was causing the whole thing to. So what they did was they went around. You have you're in Yerushalayim. You have these. You know, when they announce in a levayo, they announce something. They go around with these, you know, cars and then walking and a loudspeaker. So they went around the neighborhoods in Yerushalayim Friday night. In a tzanua way, however that could be, to tell people that, to basically intimate the people that they should tovel again. This the shayla of schila, what is coming out. And if you don't accept the svara, which svara, you know, maybe you could say it's not the case of the rivash, because here the water was being sucked out, not, you know, just filtered to go back in. And could be that's the case he's talking about here also, maybe not, I don't know. But the filter case is a better case, which the filter case is going back in. So even that is questionable whether the comparison to the rivash is so, because again, as I told you, the rivash goes out by itself, comes back by itself. But if it's just being sucked out, so Ramabadi says the svara, that maybe that's not called schila, if it's just happening with a machine, meaning it's not happening by itself. Which, you know, you can mefalpel whether you like it or you don't, but that was the idea. So that's why. So that was a famous meiser that happened, and they got the people back to, you know, to be total, you know, this Friday night poked, so it makes it even more difficult situation. There is a rush here, page 2. I mean, the rush is this discussion here. If you look at the Rashi, he discusses the Mishnah here on the first page. Notzim shason zochlan. So what does that mean? So he summarizes the Shitas on page 2. The Bein Shimshon zal notzim shason zochlan kol mikvah shenifrats al tzfaso meimav yotzim zochlan osur livolbo. The Kevin should make mikvah nenaro v'skilu latzeis aviv kutovol v'mikvah zochel. So that's the Rash. That's the sheet of skilu malamimem. I feel Yishar b'mikveh arboim saw achar sheyatzo zochlin v'kol hashta mia hu tova gam mayim elyonim shem zochlin. In other words, because l'maisa, even though there's 40 saw, but you're going to be in the whole mikveh. Your part of your body could be in l'malam from the chof. So that's the Rashi sheet that the zechilo l'malam. But the other sheet is the Rashi sheet. The nochon yosim l'fars the mayim shalom Yishar b'mikveh mem saw im lo yistov hazechila. That's the case. You know, there is another thing I want to show you in the tshuva of Rav Yitzchak Elchanan. Take a look on the page 13. We discussed last week about using a river. So we said a river, there's two opinions. One opinion says it depends on the season, because rivers flowing, so then it has to be only a season where there's not going to be somebody make Yisham. Right? So the... So and the other sheet it says no, you always get rov mei mayan, right? Because every tipa of geshem comes in, two tipas of mei mayan come from the bottom. So the Rambam says, he quotes here perek tes hilchas mikvos, that if it's more geshamim than mei nahar, so there's a way of dealing with it. The way of dealing with it is to make a partition in the river, to take a mat and mappets. Make a partition around the area that you want a partition in, and the mela, then it won't be a problem. In other words, because since it's according to the machmir shita that you follow, if it's rov make a shaman, the megal shita is it's never rov make a shaman because it's always going to be rov make mayim. But the other shita is that there's that depending upon the season. So the Rambam says the way you do it, that's the Gemara, you know, in the Dorim of the Moro made a mikveh for his daughters. So they use mafsi. So Rashi says you use mats. What are the mats used for? As a partition, because you use it in the time of the year that there'll be a zechila problem. So Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan brings a raya from here. That, look, how foolproof are these mats, these mafsin? It's hard to believe that nothing got through. They were weaving, probably it wasn't a solid brick wall, these mats, you know, woven mats. So probably there was leakage.
If they are already dealing with the problem would be with Maimon,
no? The problem is that in the winter when there's more Megishamim and it's flowing, so then it's more megishamim that has a din mikvah. If it's flowing, that means you have a mikvah hazocheles.
Right, but meaning there has to be enough seepage that the rainwater that's falling in will become the majority.
Right, because we're talking about the time of year that it is the in the rainy season it is the majority.
So the way to deal with it.
You know, according to that opinion of the Gemara, is to, the Rambam says, it's from the Gemara, the Dharm, the Mem, to put the mats as a partition. What? To put the mats as a partition? No, whatever. Whatever you want to put the mats. Because it rained already. It's there. You have more rain in your river than... So now you can't use this unless you hold like the sheet of you understand? So you have so where are you going to go? So the Gemara and the Dharam and the Rambam say, okay, so build a partition, build a box, so to speak, four directional square made of mapsi. So the Rav Yitzchok Chochan says. So it must be. In other words, the Rashba. He says it's Pasha, even without the Rashba, that this is true. That the schema occurs because the Rashi wouldn't use a mappets for a mechitza to stop the schema because it's still seeping through. There is a discussion. If the mappets, so that was one shot. What if the Gemara says about making mafzi for the mikvah? So that the Rambam learns it means as a partition. Others could learn that it's what? That it's the rainy season. So what do you want to do? You want to make a mat so you won't get dirty. Like a shower mat, and put it on the ground. In not to do with the schila issue, to do with the you know, the muddiness and things like that. So this is a whole discussion, because so that's another way to, that maybe they use the mafzi. The worst is in the Yemei Geshomim, they use the mafzi for in the mikvahs. So the question is, what do they use the mafzi for? So the Rambam says they used it to stop the tzchila. And the Rabbi Yitzchok Kahn says, and if that's what they used to stop the tzchila, then that's a hachacha that the Rashba Shita must be right. In other words, nothing to do with the Rashba L'shitaso, not L'shita, yes, nah, not L'shitaso. It's beferish. But the other pshat, what mafti could be. The mafti mat usually could be a mat for what? To stand on. Stand on. And then using it to, you know, to stand on. But the problem with that is, with that pshat, is there would be, there's a dinder abonah that you're not allowed to be tovo on something that's makabal tumah. That's a gzera. There's machatzos, you can't be tovo on something that's makabal tumah. So even though, you know, if a person wouldn't know the halacha, they would think, you know, we mentioned last time that I'm going to an ocean to be tovo. So I want to, so I should bring a mat with me. I'll bring the shower mat with me, you know. This way I'll have a surface to so that according to many Rishonim would be possible, even though you wouldn't think of that, because it's not a chatzitza, it's not a that, but it's a dindarabonot, that you're not going to be tovel on top of something that's mekabel tuma, because they're out to be tovel in the kli, so you can't even be tovel on top of the kli. But so that's not all the Rishonim hold from this gzeiros, but in the halacha we hold from the gzeiros mechatzos. So therefore we're machmir that we can't be tovel on top of kli. So the mafzi can't be yeah, because then it'll be puzzle for other reasons. There are shitas that hold, there's a tshuva sefer called Boi Chai. That was written by the Knesset HaGedola. So he wrote another tshuva svarim called Shut Knesset HaGedola. He wrote another sefer called Boi Chai. Chaim Kalman Klein was once pointing out to me. So he quotes like 10 Rishonim that seem to say that real the psula of zchila is only if it's like shoytev kanar. That's the psula of zchila. It's a shoytev kanar, and he proves it from, and I think he uses this, that same mafzi thing to prove his point. That shoytev kanar is the. Is the real psul, and if it's not shaytef kanar, then but lemaisa, as Rav Chaim Kalman Klein pointed out, is that daya is not that daya is assuming that even if it's zchila hanikaris, what we call zchila hanikaris, but it's not shaytef kanar, then it would be okay. But as he pointed out, so he was just bespoiled to me, Rav Chaim Kalman Klein, that there was 10 rishonim that held that way, but lemaisa in the shulchan aruch it's not even a yesh olbrim. You know, because the Rashba became the conventional wisdom, but then you want to dray a little bit with the maybe, you know, with the grow, yes, grow, not grow, but that's the idea. Okay, I mean, there are different ways to learn the grow, but that's the basic idea. And as I told you, there are some Rishonim. That want to claim that the whole psul of Zochlin is maybe only a psul de Rabbanan. But it's hard to believe that the Shita seems to be very schwer, because like I told you last time, Aaron Kogel writes mikveh. That's the definition of mikveh. It's called kovu v'kaimi. So it's hard to say that it's only a din derabbanan. There's some rishonim here in Kula and Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis that. Rashi says that you can't be tovu in flowing water because it's not chibur. And Tosa says, "Vein tovu b'chadlish nisan nisak v'tafrasein chibur vein kamei himself v'mokum echad." So that's the question: is that the real reason? Is another reason? Okay, but these are some of the sodas. But this is like a common thing that if you're a rav, you have to be on top of it. That you shouldn't be a schil in the mikveh. A schil in the mikveh could be a problem. And even if the schil is ain't any keres, you know, every schil is ain't any keres. Like someone said to me once, ultimately will become a schil any keres if you don't take care of it. So that's why it has to be. A lot of times, mikveh was built 30 years ago and it wasn't checked. There was no upkeep. Stuff like that, so then these things could happen. So you do have these shitas that say that maybe, you know, like Rav Yitzchok Kochanan's shita is, you know, we would not try to use that in Chathila, but Rav Yitzchok Kochanan was the Gadol Hador, so he says if you can't really see it from, so that some people you'll pick up on if you really will be able to see that it's flowing. I'm looking at the top of the thing, and most, a lot of times you won't, so according to Rav Yitzchok Kochanan, it's still a kasher mikveh, even though we won't look at chila, won't have such a mikveh, then we would want, you know, at least the Emre Yosha sheet, those things like that. Okay, so that's some of the sodas of the chila. And next week we'll continue shuvim and other things. Is that mikveh or? Okay, well, just give me 2 minutes to.